My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, somebody must have gotten fired and there was a Yale speech in Scammerland, because apparently Belinda is not really Belinda, and maybe somebody new, and Davin has to rebuild a whole new relationship. Can it be rebuilt? Listen and enjoy.
While I was at Tropical Resorts, I elected to be with you in my room on the computer. What do you want? What concrete thing do you wish? Then I go, gone again. You are here, you are gone. You are here, you are gone. Your Facebook is like our relationship. She goes, that's what you think? I go, I never know what to think. Last week you vanished. This week you vanished. Now you tell me with all that we've been through, you need something concrete to be added to Facebook, of all things. What am I supposed to think? She goes, okay. Now that's Belinda.
Okay.
Okay. I go, what?
Yeah, but this is a new wrinkle, too. I need something concrete before I'll put you on my Facebook. I need something concrete from you.
Yeah, no, we're in trouble. We're in trouble in the home office.
Yeah, sure are.
They weren't expecting this.
Yeah.
I guess you can only describe me, but until you've actually experienced me.
But here's the thing.
That's what all the girls say.
Absolutely. But never in a good way.
No.
But here's the thing. If you deal with somebody every day, like in my day job, I deal with the factories and the people that work at the customer service at the factories. And usually you deal with the same person every day.
Yeah.
And they know you. And when you first start to meet them, they're kind of rules are rule and this, that. But as the years go by, you start to, you make them laugh. As hell, some of them came out to see me perform when we were in Michigan.
I'm as shocked as you are.
Yeah, you get a rapport with them. They help you. They get to know your deal. And they'll pull strings. They'll do this and stuff like that. When you get somebody new, now it's a whole new relationship because it is human-human relationship.
But the difference is they're still trying to pretend that they're the old relationship. When it's a new relationship, everybody knows this is new and you got to start over.
I know. So if they're willing, even though if they're, the person you were dealing with is gone, and this person is willing to go, now you have to start all over again. But you can start mining them, for answers and drilling them and try to keep a relationship, restart a relationship where they're trying to draw an into you.
Yeah.
I mean, we started this in July. We're now dealing at the end of April. Yeah. We just started this July 2012. We're dealing with this April 2013.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, Sheru says she wanted a ring, and now?
That's a good point. Pick up, Sheru.
Yeah,
good
I know. They're all on top of things here. I was like, that's a great question.
Yeah. Now, the problem to you is this. Like I said, sometimes somebody at work will get let go. And then the bosses grab people around and go, look, we wish they had to leave and blah, blah, blah. But here's the deal. Moving on, I need you people to stop making so much inways with these people. You want to get the money? Get in. Be curt. Try to get this. Don't get sucked up into their backstory, which might have been with your old scammer. Now, after the Yale speech from the boss, now they get back on the computers, and now they've got their marching orders. So hopefully you could try to get more personal with this person and get back in. Hopefully they'll let you.
I'm really not blown away from this person. I'm not feeling the love.
No, I don't.
No.
But as it progresses,
I don't want to talk sexy talk while making rice with this person.
Right. Now, also another thing. How do we feel that it is not?
Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
The kid sitting across the table.
Oh, that's God. Funny. Yeah, I remember that. But now, how do we feel with the respect that this person tonight is? Do we still feel that this person tonight is the same person from last week? We know it's not our old scammer.
You know what? Maybe they're not as cold as last week. I always assumed it was the same person. But maybe it's a different person.
Doesn't feel as
cold. Not as cold, but certainly scrambly.
Right.
Certainly not my gal.
Right.
No.
Not your gal, but if it was the different person. Now, your problem is this. If it's going to be somebody different every time, now you've got problems because you can't get a relationship restarted.
My girlfriend
is trying to suck them in. Hopefully, for your sake, I hope she is. But
it's too bumpy.
Like I said, if it was going to be just this one.
It's not fun.
No.
Yeah. But it's just starting.
They don't get all my nuance.
No.
Well, they have to learn and respect your nuance.
You think they'd leave better notes.
I understand. But like I said, they have to earn and respect and get to know your nuances, which sucks them in. If you've got a person that's going to be, this new person is going to be sitting there all the time, hey, good shot.
How many scammers do I have to entertain, damn it, Joe?
Well, you might have a problem because if they're going to switch people every week, you got problems because you're going to have a hell of a time getting a rapport with people.
You're on a team.
So she goes, okay. I go, what okay? She goes, is okay what you think. It's okay. with a question mark. Oof. I go, it is okay that I do not know how you feel about me, about us? She goes, how do you want me to feel?
Oh, God.
You're lying, stupid. Anyway, I want you to tell me honestly how you feel. No bullshit. She goes, you do not have to complain when I am not online because you don't give me money to buy airtime and get online.
Oh, hell
like
no.
I said, there was a Yell meeting.
Yep. Yes, there was. Yes.
Gathered everybody around into the conference room. And look, look at the damn chart. I mean, Jesus Christ. You know, you got to get in there. You can't get involved.
Look at pie charts and graphs.
IBM. You can't. I know. I let Alonga go because he got involved with this dope from the States. Abubu, you're going to be taking over the notes. And don't get suckered in. I mean, look, we got to meet quota. We've been down. I don't want to hear it from the big guy. All right, is everybody on? Is everybody on? Oh, no, bye-bye. All right, back up. Hit the iPads, boys. You know, and that's where we are right now.
That's a great board meeting.
Joe will be playing a part of
it. You know how the damn things go.
Yes, I do.
Myself. That's the way it goes.
Yes, I do.
The boss is sore as hell. He calls everybody together. Look, we got to get there. All right. Everybody, the phones are ringing. Let's go. You know, and there you go.
So I go.
Have you been to my office?
Have you been to mine?
Yeah. So I go, is it about money? She goes, I have to find money to pay Kasha things and get online. I go, understood.
Yeah, pay money. Insert person here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's no Kasha. You know, like, oh, that's the name.
I go, so what do you mean you need something concrete? She goes, I'll tell you about that later. I go, no, you said it twice. You have something you have in mind. She goes, I will you later.
What?
I think she meant, but I will tell you later. Right. Mm. I go, you have no idea, do you? Like, I'm calling, you have no idea.
You have no idea what it is that you're asking for.
You have no idea.
They forgot to tell you.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.